Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. Today, I'm going to wrap up the three-part series titled, Is Your Attitude Helping or Hurting You? If you have not reviewed the first two lessons in this series, let me encourage you to review those at your earliest convenience. Today, I want to share with you five ideas to help you maintain a positive attitude despite the presence of negative people or circumstances. First, expect things to get better. When you expect things to improve, not only will you be happier because of your attitude, but also your positive expectations will allow you to see opportunities that you would otherwise miss. I have said for years that when you expect things to go well, they generally do. And likewise, when you expect things to turn out poorly, they generally do. Our attitude makes a huge difference. I realize there are times when it's very hard to have a positive attitude. I've been there many times myself, but I also know that ultimately I am the one in charge of my emotions and attitude. I am keenly aware that if I allow myself to moan and groan and wallow in self-pity, it will lengthen my period of pain. I just don't see how things can improve if I have a bad attitude. Think about it. How can things improve if you don't expect they will? Let's face it, we're all faced with difficult challenges. The key for us is to keep in mind that our expectations in all likelihood will determine our outcome. Second, avoid speaking poorly of people. There will be occasions when people exercise bad judgment or display inappropriate behaviors. It is certainly within your prerogative to offer constructive criticism to these people, but it's in poor taste to talk behind their back to their friends or coworkers. If you allow yourself to be consumed with the negative thoughts about a person, your unconstructive attitude will be obvious to others. I am always impressed with people who don't speak poorly of others, especially if they have the right to do so. Third, maintain a good attitude, even if it's bad news. One of the things that really stands out in my mind is when people handle themselves with class in the face of bad news. For instance, if you're laid off from the job, lose a big sale, or denied a well-deserved promotion, be intentional about how you handle yourself. As a sales professional and entrepreneur of 29 years, I have been on the receiving end of a lot of bad news. But I have learned to focus on handling myself like a professional. I know it's the right thing to do, and I have observed that how I respond makes a big impression. I can recall numerous occasions when a prospective client told me that I would not get their business, but they later reconsidered because of the way I reacted to their decision and the way that I handled myself during our conversation. Next time you hear bad news, respond in a way that makes you proud of yourself and creates a positive impression. Fourth, learn to respond rather than react. In the course of our daily lives, so many things occur that challenge our natural emotions. It could be the driver that cuts us off on the highway, or an aggressive email, or perhaps a coworker's sarcastic comment during a meeting. When we get upset or angry, the key is to not lose control of our emotions by reacting, but rather to stay in control and respond thoughtfully. Since this is a weakness of mine, let me tell you what I'm doing to correct this. First, I acknowledge to myself that I have a weakness in this area, and I'm committed to working on it. Second, when I get frustrated or angry, I say to myself, "Stay in control, Todd. Be thoughtful of how you respond." I often have to repeat this several times, and even then it's still hard. I've also started modeling my wife's behavior as I admire this quality in her. When she is upset, she focuses on speaking in love. When I think about speaking with love in my heart, it transforms my state of mind faster than anything I've tried before. Next time that you are in a challenging situation, try speaking in love and see how it works for you. And lastly, break the habit of finding fault with people or the world at large. I must confess, I went through a period of time where I was guilty of this very point. I suppose I found fault with everything because I was so focused on striving for excellence that I constantly noticed what I perceived to be people's mistakes. This changed for me when I heard Napoleon Hill speak about this subject on one of the Success Magazine CD inserts. His words had a huge impact on me, and I immediately started working on my attitude. I still notice all the little things that people do right and wrong, but the difference today is I don't let it bother me. How about you? Do you find yourself overly critical? If so, let me encourage you to start being aware of these circumstances and work on your attitude. Have a little more patience. Be a little more understanding. People are not perfect, and for many of them, they're doing their best. It's also important to recognize that what may be logical to you may not be logical to others. As I wrap up this three-part series, I want to encourage you to be aware of your attitude at all times and be intentional about controlling your emotions. I would love to hear about your personal experiences. What helps you have a positive attitude? In what circumstances do you find yourself challenged to maintain this attitude? I'd be interested in knowing what you think. I would also value knowing what you feel about this series. If you have found value in the series, please take a couple minutes to comment below this post on littlethingsmatter.com. And I'll close with a quote by W. Clement Stone. There is a little difference in people, but that little difference makes a big difference. The little difference is attitude. The big difference is whether positive or negative.